And it's time for another Dream Team interview here on Regional Radio. And today we're joined by Sarah Moore of St. Genevieve Cross Country, making the Dream Team as a sophomore. First off, Sarah, congratulations. When did you hear that you had made the Dream Team?
I actually heard it last night on my way home.
I always appreciate when people are listening in. So St. Genevieve, on the girls' and boys' side, has been a very successful cross-country program, got a couple of dream teamers from both sides. What about the program you think has been so great for you and for the other runners?
We just put in so many miles, but I think we're really well-conditioned for all the courses we run, and we really put in a lot of hard work, so it really pays off.
How awesome is it to make the dream team and to have reach the other marks you reached this season, and to be only a sophomore, to know you still have two more chances to improve upon that in high school?
It was pretty fantastic. I was pretty surprised by the end result.
What are the biggest improvements you saw in yourself from your freshman year last year to this year?
Well, I didn't see a whole lot of improvements, actually, because last year I finished pretty high at state, and then I got injured early in the season. So then I had to kind of work my way back up. But I definitely gained a lot more confidence in myself through this year.
Obviously, it has to be frustrating dealing with injuries at any point, but feeling good now?
Yes, a lot better.
Now, do you participate in any fall or spring sports at St. Gen?
Yes, I've always done track and cross country.
What are the events for track and field that you have done in the past?
I used to do the 800 and the mile, but now I do the 2 mile and the 4x8.
So obviously the skills transfer over pretty well between cross country and track.
Yes.
Talking with Sarah Moore, Dream Team recipient this year from St. Genevieve Cross Country. Is there a side you prefer between cross country and track?
I definitely like cross a lot better.
Obviously, as a sophomore, you still have a few years left before you have to worry about college, but is it something you want to do maybe in college, is to run at the cross-country collegiate level?
I would like to do that, yeah.
Anything you'd be interested in studying, or is it still too far away to worry about that type of thing?
I have no idea what I want to do with the rest of my life.
You still have plenty of time to sort that stuff out and try to enjoy high school while you have it.
Hi.
For this year, is there any highlights that jump out to you from the season?
I think definitely the state meet was a highlight because I really wasn't expecting to even get all state after I got injured. But it was nice to go up there and get to race with my teammate and got to perform very well.
How cool is that, too, to see teammates on both the girls' and boys' side from St. Genevieve all make the dream team and state?
It was really fantastic. I was so happy for everybody that made it.
Last question, Sarah. In the coming months, as you prepare for your junior season next year, what are the biggest things you're hoping to work on and improve upon?
I'm definitely going to work on my strength because I've been told by my coaches I'm pretty weak, and hopefully that way I won't get injured, and then hopefully I can just build some more conditioning and speed and have a good junior season.
That's got to kind of get in your head a little bit. And they say you're weak. You're like, that's kind of rude.
Well, I mean, it's pretty true.
Well, hey, it's a pretty strong season, though, for you. Congratulations, Sarah Moore, for making the dream team in cross country for St. Genevieve. And best of luck with your upcoming seasons and the rest of the school year.
Thank you very much.
And that's yet another Dream Team interview. For Regional Radio, I'm Jordan Slocum.